Peter, you're a doctor, a surgeon who has recently come back from yet another mission with Dr. Aid. Why did you join the organization in the first place?
Traveling to third world countries in order to treat and cure the most deprived people is beyond doubt a fine cause. When my generation graduated from medical school, though, we were attracted by the thrill of visiting places we'd never been to and seeing how we'd cope. I signed up and soon realized there was nowhere better you could practice medicine than in such remote places where you had to improvise. That was 10 years ago.
Did you have any major problems during your latest mission in West Africa?
Coming down with a tropical disease, such as malaria, for example, can be quite a challenge, as it was again this time. Also, the arrival of medical supplies was rather slow at first, but once they started coming in, the initial shortage was soon resolved. Finally, I was worried about my knowledge of French, which proved quite sufficient.
How much time can you spend on a mission?
The minimum is 6 months per mission, but you can stay up to 1 year or so, with the exception of surgeons. Performing surgery on a daily basis is highly stressful, so it's enough if you can commit yourself for a month at a time. After that, I take a break.
Where did you live?
We were supposed to work at a field hospital but stay at a hotel some distance away, which didn't seem appropriate. So we asked to be accommodated in a school dormitory close to the hospital, which was more acceptable given the circumstances. It wouldn't have been an option if it hadn't been spotless, though.
How can Dr. Aid improve its performance in the near future?
Funding is always an issue. With a steady flow of donations coming in, though, we might want to concentrate on establishing links with research institutions. That is, if we want to carry out the best medical procedures. As for doctors willing to participate, there are currently more than can be accepted.
How has a decade of volunteering for Dr. Aid changed you, Peter?
It certainly gives you the opportunity to gain valuable skills and professional experience so you can get a good job in the developed world, if that's what you're after. You'd also expect to return home with a renewed sense of confidence after being exposed to and having survived years of war, disease, and poverty. And when that doesn't happen, what you ultimately come home with is an expanded vision of the world.
Now listen again. Peter, you're a doctor, a surgeon who has recently come back from yet another mission with Dr. Aid. Why did you join the organization in the first place?
Traveling to third world countries in order to treat and cure the most deprived people is beyond doubt a fine cause. When my generation graduated from medical school, though, we were attracted by the thrill of visiting places we'd never been to and seeing how we'd cope. I signed up and soon realized there was nowhere better you could practice medicine than in such remote places where you had to improvise. That was 10 years ago.
Did you have any major problems during your latest mission in West Africa?
Coming down with a tropical disease, such as malaria, for example, can be quite a challenge, as it was again this time. Also, the arrival of medical supplies was rather slow at first, but once they started coming in, the initial shortage was soon resolved. Finally, I was worried about my knowledge of French, which proved quite sufficient.
How much time can you spend on a mission?
The minimum is 6 months per mission, but you can stay up to 1 year or so, with the exception of surgeons. Performing surgery on a daily basis is highly stressful, so it's enough if you can commit yourself for a month at a time. After that, I take a break.
Where did you live?
We were supposed to work at a field hospital but stay at a hotel some distance away, which didn't seem appropriate. So we asked to be accommodated in a school dormitory close to the hospital, which was more acceptable given the circumstances. It wouldn't have been an option if it hadn't been spotless, though.
How can Dr. Aid improve its performance in the near future?
Funding is always an issue. With a steady flow of donations coming in, though, we might want to concentrate on establishing links with research institutions. That is, if we want to carry out the best medical procedures. As for doctors willing to participate, there are currently more than can be accepted.
How has a decade of volunteering for Dr. Aid changed you, Peter?
It certainly gives you the opportunity to gain valuable skills and professional experience so you can get a good job in the developed world, if that's what you're after. You'd also expect to return home with a renewed sense of confidence after being exposed to and having survived years of war, disease, and poverty. And when that doesn't happen, what you ultimately come home with is an expanded vision of the world.
That is the end of task 4.